Irina and Michael Conboy from the University of California, Berkeley, realise blood might be important in ageing when they notice something about how people get older. Here's Michael.
If someone is elderly and they have, you know, full head of hair, and you know, you'd say, oh, wow, that person really has great hair, or their eyes are exceptionally sharp, you say, wow, that person still has sharp eyes. But that's kind of the exception to the rest of the body, which often gets old together. So one of the questions we had was, why is that? What is it that connects all the parts of the body and makes them age together? And so we thought of what could be in common. And, well, the nervous system kind of innervates most tissues, so that was one thought. Then there's the blood that flows to pretty much all the tissues, and the vascular system that connects all these tissues. So we thought maybe there's something about one of those three things that coordinates aging, if not causing it, at least kind of coordinates it together. So we had an idea, well, can we test this? And we thought, well, if we could give a transfusion, if you take all the blood out of a, what if there was a young test subject and it got old blood, and conversely an old test subject that got young blood, would they change their age?
And there is a way of doing this. It's a process called parabiosis, which means living besides. It's a rather nice name for a bit of a gruesome process.
Sort of like a surgical Siamese twinning. Cut down the one side of one animal and the opposite side on the other animal, and instead of stitching the skin together on the same animal, you sort of stitch it across to the other animal. And what happens is then the healing process connects the skin from one animal to another and connects the blood vessels from one animal to another. And then the animals will exchange blood without the researcher having to intervene any further.
So in this way, young and old mouse are paired together, and the team can see exactly what happened.
We looked at three sort of representative tissue types. So one was muscle, the other was liver, and the other one was brain. And what we found is that the muscle in the old animal would regenerate a lot better when the old animal was connected to and getting circulation from the young partner. And the liver showed some improvement too. There was some measurements that we looked at there, sort of proliferating perhaps stem or regenerative cells in the liver. And in the brain, we looked at the part of the brain that's involved in forming new memories, the we call the hippocampus, and we saw increased in the birth of new neurons in that part of the brain. The young animal, conversely, sort of showed defects in all three of those tissues. It didn't behave as good as a young animal, let's say, that was sharing blood with another young animal. So from that, we kind of concluded that there's probably something in the circulation that's either good and young and was flowing into the old animal and kind of rejuvenating it, or something bad in the old that was getting filtered out by the young animal and also maybe having a negative impact on the young animal.
The team started to look at this idea further. Was it really the blood, or was it just having a healthier mouse's organs at work? And what might be in young or old blood that could be having these effects? They're busy identifying possible candidates, including growth factors and hormones, but while they investigate exactly what's going on here, this vampiric idea has already bitten. In fact, there's a company in America selling young blood plasma as part of an aging trial for $8,000 a pop.
There's a couple reasons why I would be cautious about that. One is that we didn't see much of a benefit to the brain anyway with, again, one sort of mega transfusion of young blood, whole blood. I'm not aware of anybody who's seen an improvement to an old person or any old animal by young blood. And it might just be that they haven't studied it yet. This company that is giving the infusions of young plasma, which is the non-cell part of the blood, it's like, you know, the liquid juice part, not the part that doesn't have the cells in it, is basing that idea on something that was published by a group where they dosed old mice with small amounts of young plasma, several doses over a couple of weeks or 10 days or something like that, and saw improvement in the cognition of the mice in this maze, right? And I guess there's actually two companies that are this company that's giving people for a fee doses of purportedly young plasma, not to treat any particular medical disease, but just as an anti-aging treatment or something like that. I'm not 100% sure that infusions of young plasma are going to help anyone until I see that being reproduced, until I see other groups doing those experiments and seeing what their results are. So on one hand, I'm not 100% sure that the treatment will be effective. And on the other hand, there's always a risk of getting some sort of complication when you're getting any tissue donation from someone who's not you. There's risk there. These are risks of having some sort of reaction between maybe some proteins in the donor blood. These kind of types of things can cause organ failure. They can cause autoimmune diseases and would definitely not be rejuvenative.
And does blood have to go through the same rulings as all other drugs that are being used in America?
Blood is largely unregulated. There are guidelines that you have to follow for collecting it and storing it and transporting it and blah, 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 labeling it, that kind of thing. But it doesn't have to go through an FDA approval.
That's very surprising. So I suppose if someone comes to you and says, here, I've got some elixir of life, it's blood, you know, be careful, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, if I was in an accident and I, you know, was bleeding out and dying and someone said, you know, the doctor said, well, we're going to have to give you a couple units of blood, otherwise you're going to die, I would say for sure, right? But on the offshot that it might make me feel a little younger, and especially since I don't think it works. I'm not convinced it works yet.
It looks like I'll have to wait for an anti-aging treatment that has been shown to work in humans then.